Hey.
Thank you, Eddie. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to try and share an image, which I hope will work, which I will keep on, which partly means you don't have to look at me for the next 10 minutes. But I will come back to the relevance of the image if I make it work at the end. So just give me one moment. Can everyone see the picture?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Right. So I'm going to reflect on what I know best, which is the SVP, because I've been there for 22 years now, which is a very long time by anybody's standards, I think. So forgive me that. Most Catholics are familiar with the St. Vincent de Paul Society and have perhaps an image of a parish group whose members quietly visit those in need. However, ever since the society was founded in 1833, membership of the SVP has involved three distinct things: social action, spiritual formation, and fraternity. Social action takes place by visiting those in need and providing assistance where we can. Spiritual formation is undertaken through the prayers, readings, and reflections at regular meetings. And fraternity is built through the coming together of SVP members at their regular meetings, locally, regionally, and nationally. Sometimes people say that they are happy to visit, but they do not have time to attend meetings. But if that is the case, they are missing out on the true Vincentian experience. For to be Vincentian is to be relational. Vincentians are called to encounter, to walk alongside those they serve, and also to walk alongside their fellow Vincentians in a sense of Vincentian fraternity. Indeed, one of the prayers which is often said at meetings begins, "Lord Jesus, help us through meeting together to deepen our Vincentian friendship." As well as our charism of service to others, this aspect of friendship or community is fundamental to being Vincentian. As well as the work of our local conferences, the SVP run a number of support centres, more often than not, located in areas high on the poverty index. These centres take our work into the margins, seeking out those who need our help. More often than not, they do not see the church as relevant to them, and some even feel rejected or excluded by what they perceive church to stand for. It is not for them. Often, when I visit support centres, I hear that our guests at these centres find a sense of community, and some go further and speak of feeling part of family. Our SVP support centre in Ely, Cardiff, has been open for just over a year and has just issued its first annual report. In that year, 8,926 people visited this centre. But this is the story of one individual called Ryan, in his own words. Ryan writes, 2022 was a proper roller coaster full of highs and lows. I was introduced to the team at SVP at one of my lowest points, and then they helped me reach my highest by the end of the year. Since I was 17, I've battled with my mental health, and I've always been isolated. So I've got two stories to share of my experience: a story before understanding and appreciating the people around me, and a story after. The first story is quite a short one. It started mid-August when I was introduced to the SVP, and in particular the men's group. At first I wasn't too keen, but I thought I might as well give it a go, so I started coming every Friday and hanging out with the guys. It mainly consisted of a lot of coffee and card games. And as much as I did enjoy it, I didn't appreciate what I had around me. And that's a lesson that I unfortunately had to learn the hard way. As October came along, I found my mental health dipping, and so I started to isolate myself again. I ended up getting myself recalled for a while. When I came back to the SVP after, the whole team was gutted at what had happened, and that's where my second story starts. I had people that cared about me, people that really wanted the best for me. So, although I wish I didn't have to make the mistakes I did to realise what I had around me, I do it all over again to learn the same lessons. Since November, I finally realised what the SVP is, that the SVP really is a place full of people who care. You can trust them. They support you in your journey, however they can. And ultimately, they are an escape, which is what I needed. Together, we have achieved so much. Winning a Mental Health World Cup football tournament, starting gym and boxing sessions. We've done it all together. At 24 years old, I've always struggled with knowing what I want to do. But through my time here, I've come to realise that what I want to do is offer the same help and support that was offered to me. Ultimately, I want to be an extension of the SVP. I've had conversations with everyone and they've all offered me advice and have helped me connect to people that can help me achieve this. I know it might sound cheesy, but understanding and appreciating the SVP has helped me gain insight into my purpose, which is to use my mistakes to help others. So when someone asks me, what is the SVP? I say it's a community that cares, doesn't judge you for your mistakes as a society usually does. A place where you can go if you need someone to laugh with or a shoulder to cry on. It's a place that offers support for anything you might need. And if they can't help you directly, they'll do whatever they can to build bridges and connections to those of you that can help. A community that welcomes me and everyone else with open arms, that's the SVP. My story too started in 2022, and now we're in 2023, and I'm ready to make this year a big year together with the SVP. There are many such examples like Ryan across the country, of those who've been marginalised or isolated who find comfort in our 9 community centres or who are befriended by local SVP members. Some years ago, when safeguarding and DBS checks were just becoming a thing for the church and its associated organisations, the SVP commissioned a safeguarding agency to review our work and make recommendations. One recommendation that emerged was that it was not appropriate for SVP members to send birthday cards to those they visited, as it, quote, blurred the boundaries. The agency had rather missed the point that the SVP members were not social workers or professional carers, but were befriending others, and that a birthday card for someone who might not otherwise receive one is a kindness, is relational, is person to person. At its best, the SVP reaches out to the isolated, the marginalised, the broken, and offers them welcome and accompaniment and friendship. We want those on the peripheries to know that they are welcome and indeed valued, whatever their life experience. Interestingly, the common theme in the continental synthesis document of this synodal process, which the church has been undergoing, is that the church should enlarge its tent and welcome more people in. For there are many on the periphery who do not feel welcome, for whom it appears that the church is a closed community. Sir Vincent de Paul encouraged us to encounter those in need, to be relational in our dealings with others, not remote, and to befriend. Through the relational work of the SVP, there is an opportunity to offer a living, breathing, loving community, which is founded in faith and friendship. For Christianity in the end is a communal endeavour, not a solitary one. And charity, which is born out of love, is, as St. Vincent de Paul himself wrote, the cement which binds communities to God and persons to one another. We live at a time when individualism is increasingly fated and the needs of others do not seem to count for much. However, COVID reminded us of how much we do need each other and indeed showed that the spirit of community still exists. And now in the cost of living crisis, churches are opening their doors to provide warm spaces and welcoming the wider community in. St. Vincent de Paul would, I think, approve. In Pope Francis's post-COVID book, Let Us Dream, he writes that the church must serve to deepen the bonds of belonging, not through paternalism, but through encounter and accompaniment. By engaging with those on the peripheries, Pope Francis believes that we participate in the grace of God, which, quote, calls us together. In recent years, artists have created new images of St. Vincent de Paul as father of the poor. Particularly striking is this image, which I have shared with you. Vincent sits among the poor as one of them, He wears no halo. It is as if everyone has just come in and Vincent sat down to eat a simple meal, and he shares it with them. The faces of the poor at the table are indistinct, but the viewer, Vincent told his followers, quote, will see by the light of faith that the Son of God, whose will it was to be poor, is represented to us by these men and women. The face of Christ shines from the centre of the table, reflecting the Lord's presence. This meal recalls Christ surrounded by his disciples at the Last Supper, the sacramental meal of God's love for his people. So this Lent, let us strive to reach out to others, to follow St. Vincent's example, to build a community where all are welcome, and share Pope Francis's dream to build God's kingdom here on earth.